Thank you for calling into the, sorry, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on the recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Hello, Hannah. Good day. We have Nisi Harvey on the line. She's willing to file a claim for NEC on behalf of her son.
Okay, perfect. You can go ahead and complete the transfer. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Hello, is this Nisi?
Yes, ma'am.
Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Just wanted to make sure. And again, my name is Hannah, and we are speaking on a recorded line here. Okay. And were you looking to see if you may meet the criteria to participate in the NEC lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And have you already found an attorney to assist you, or would this be the first time that you're looking into getting legal representation?
This would be the first time.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm that you have not signed any document or sought any legal representation with any other law firm concerning NEC, is that right?
No, ma'am.
Okay, I see. Okay, and now was it your child that was diagnosed with the necrotizing enterocolitis?
Yes, ma'am.
I see, and I'm very sorry to hear that. Now, after being diagnosed with the NEC, your baby, you know, what injuries did they sustain? Perhaps any gastrointestinal or bowel conditions, neurological damage? What was it that they had suffered from?
Well, he ended up with laparotomy, so he had to have a surgery on his intestines, on the stomach.
Okay, I see. Okay, and does he still continue to have, you know, these gastrointestinal issues up until today?
I mean, it's long lasting. You know, anything, I feel like with the surgery with your stomach, anything, but yeah, he does.
Okay, I see. Okay, and would there be any medical records, if not by yourself, but by the hospital that had diagnosed him with the NEC?
Yes, ma'am. I'm about to say, anything you guys need to get access to it, I can give it to you guys.
Okay, no worries. And again, as long as we do just know, like, the information where to find it, we'll be able to pull that on our end, so you won't have to worry about that. But let's just go ahead and start with some basic information here. Do you recall the exact date in which your son was diagnosed with the NEC?
It was about 2 weeks after he was born. He was born April 15th. So around April 29th of 2012.
Okay, got it. 2012, okay. So I'll go ahead and put that in here. 2012. Okay, and was your son diagnosed with the NEC prior to beginning a formula, or was it after?
It was after the formula.
It was after, okay. And do you know roughly how long he was being fed the formula before he was diagnosed with the NEC? You know, was it like a couple days, a week, a couple weeks?
It was about, because he had the procedure about two weeks after he was born. So I would say within like a week of taking, we started to see symptoms of
Okay, so like, would you say about under the first 7 days? I see. Okay.
I would say about around 6-7 days, right around up in there, because he ended up having to have the procedure done. Like I said, within 2 weeks of him being there.
I see.
So yeah, but we start to see it within like, you know, 7 days, 6-7 days. We start to see like tight stomach and, you know, stuff.
Oh, man, that sounds horrible. And again, I'm sorry to hear that, you know, not only that you had, you know, that your son had to go through that, but you had to watch him go through that. So I'm very sorry to hear that.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And which hospital was that he was diagnosed with the NEC?
University of Kentucky Hospital.
Okay. And that's going to be the one in Lexington. Is that right?
It's in Lexington, Kentucky. It's on 1000 South Limestone.
Okay, got it. That's the one I have here. Okay. And is that also the same hospital that they were born at as well?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And do you recall the brand of the formula that they had fed him with? Like Intubo,
it was Similac, Gerber? It was Similac Pro Advance.
Okay.
It was Similac Pro Advance.
Okay, got it. Okay, and let's see. And you're the one that you're going to be the one filing this on behalf of your son. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and your son is still with us?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's great to hear. You know, sometimes when we talk to people, we just really don't know, especially because of how severe it was that, you know, what people have experienced. So we do have to ask.
Yes.
Okay. And you do have authority to sign on behalf of your son. Is that right? You have like a birth certificate that would show your name on it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And both you and your son are citizens of the U.S.?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, when you had given birth to him, do you recall how many weeks along you were? Were you premature?
He was born early. I was born at 34 weeks.
34 weeks. Okay. So he was born at 34 weeks, and then he was diagnosed roughly 2 weeks after, being 36 weeks. Is that accurate?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, got it. And he was diagnosed at the University of Kentucky Hospital, or was he diagnosed?
Yes,
after,
ma'am.
At the hospital. Okay.
No, he was still there. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, so in terms of date of birth, you had said that he was born on April 15th of 2012. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so that makes him about 12 years old today.
Yes. He's 12 years old.
Okay, got it. And you said you do have a birth certificate. And besides yourself, are you aware of perhaps any other family members or any friends that may have also been affected with NEC after using with the baby formula, or to the best of your knowledge?
To my best of my knowledge, no.
Okay, got it. Okay, and your son, can you please confirm his gender once again for me?
Male.
Okay, perfect. And go ahead with the spelling of his first name.
L-E-O-N-T-E.
Okay. Is that going to be Leonte?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And does Leonte have a middle name? Or does he go by a middle name or middle initial?
He does have a middle name. Wydale.
Okay, I have Wydale, which is W-Y-D-A like apple, L like Larry, E like elephant. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and then last name, is that also going to be Harvey or a different last name?
Mundy, M-U-N-D-Y.
Okay, I have M, Mary, U, Umbrella, N, Nancy, D, Dave, Y, Yellow. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Does his name follow a suffix like junior, senior, the third?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, got it. And may I please have his full social?
Let me do that.
Okay.
It is 334-27-5465.
Okay, let me go ahead and just read that back to you. Bear with me one moment while I do that. Okay, so I have 334-27-5465. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much for pulling that up for us here. Okay, let me go ahead and get some information from you. I have your first name here as Nisi. Is that going to be spelled N Nancy E Edward I Igloo C Cat Y Yellow?
Forgot the I. N-E-I-C-Y.
Okay, so N Nancy E Edward I Igloo C Cat Y Yellow?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And do you go by middle name, Nisi?
No, ma'am. I have middle name, but I don't go back. I mean, my initial is C.
Okay, no worries then. All right, and last name, Harvey, H-A-R-V-E-Y.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And go ahead with your date of birth, please.
3/23/82.
Social?
356-708931.
Thank you. I'm going to read that back to you. I have your date of birth here as March 23rd, 1982. Your full social, 356-708931. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And what is the best email address for you?
LEONJAS96@gmail.com.
I'm going to read that back to you. So I have L Larry, E Edward, O Orange, N Nancy, and I might have gotten this part wrong. Is it J Jack, A Apple, S
yep.
Sam? Okay. And then
yep.
96@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and what's your home address?
2681 Coronado, Coronado, Ridge. Lexington, Kentucky, 40511.
Okay, perfect. I'll read that back to you. 2681 Coronado Ridge, Lexington, Kentucky, 40511.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And on the birth certificate that you have, is that going to just say your name as Nisi Harvey, Nisi C. Harvey? Do you know what it shows on the birth certificate?
Let me see. It shows my name, my middle name.
Okay.
Nisi's, yeah, middle name.
Okay. And the middle
you
name
want to spell
Nisi,
it out, probably?
Yes. Basically, just whatever is listed on the birth certificate, we just want to make sure it matches.
It's, okay, C-A-W-A-N-D-A.
Okay. So I have C, Cat, A, Apple, W, A, Apple, N, Nancy, D, Dog, A, Apple. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the father's name that's present on the birth certificate?
It is Victor, V-I-C-T-O-R,
mm-hmm.
Wydale, W-Y-D-A-L-E. Last name, Mundy, M-U-N-D-Y.
Perfect. Thank you for that. Okay. And during the pregnancy that you had with Leonte, did you experience any of these issues? Hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, delayed cord clamping, HIV, AIDS, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Got it. And of course, Leonte was born premature in the state of Kentucky. Was he diagnosed while he was in the NICU?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you said that he had first gone, the day that he was admitted into the NICU, was that the day that he was born on April 15th,
2012? Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and did he, and do you recall the date in which he was discharged? Was it the same day that he was diagnosed on the 29th, or when would you estimate that he had left the NICU officially?
We left, because he had the surgery like right after.
The diagnosis? Okay.
Yes, and we was there for 2 days after that. So
okay, so maybe first week of May, second week of May. What are you thinking?
Yeah, first week of May.
First week of May. Okay, I'll go ahead and put May 5th of 2012. Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah, because I had a procedure 2 weeks after. Yeah, so yeah, it would be probably about the second or third. We was there 2 days after, so. Yeah, so, yeah, about the third, between the third and the fifth.
Sure, I'll go ahead and put the third then, okay? And the full name is Leonte, as it appears on the birth certificate. It's going to be Leonte, and then Wydell, and then Mundy. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And do you know exactly how much he weighed when he was born?
Tay weighed 4 pounds.
4 pounds exactly? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And okay, so 18, 12. All right. So now we're going to go ahead and get into, you know, when it was that he had been fed the formula. Would you say that he was fed the formula as early as the day he was born on the 15th?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and put that the start date in which we had used that was the 12th. And when would you say that he had stopped being fed the formula? Would that be on the day that he was diagnosed on the 29th, or would that have been earlier than that? When do you think, in terms of the timeline?
It was right when he was diagnosed with it, so...
Okay, so would you say basically the day that he was diagnosed was also the same day that they took him off of it? Is that right?
Yes, they took him off, yes. Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
Okay, sure. I'll go ahead and put that in. Thank you for that. That would be 4/29/2012. Okay. Okay. Okay, so basically the time between uses and injury, you would say pretty much right away that he was diagnosed immediately from the time.
Yes, because it was definitely because he had the procedure literally 2 weeks after he was born. So yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. Okay, and he was fed the formula in the hospital, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I'm going to read a list of any symptoms that may have been applicable. Just let me know if any of these did apply to him, okay? Low body temperature, green vomit, apnea, hypertension, bradycardia, swollen belly, trouble feeding, constipation, lethargic, diarrhea, or bloody stool?
Bloody stool.
Okay.
The yellow vomit.
Yellow vomit. Okay.
Yes. Tight stomach.
Okay.
Very tight stomach.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Thank you for that. Okay. And the hospital or yourself would have records of the medical diagnosis. Is that correct?
Yes, the hospital does. Like I said, you can have anything you guys need me to sign to from the, you know, send it to you guys, I can do.
Yeah, of course. Okay. And are you aware of what exactly, which treatments or medical procedures were performed due to having the NEC? For example, antibiotics, blood transfusion, laparotomy, PICC line, any surgeries. Do you remember exactly what type of treatment they had given him once he was diagnosed?
They get definitely antibiotics.
Okay.
And he had to have oxygen.
Oxygen. Okay, got it. Okay. And when was the last time that he was treated for these issues? Was that basically when you guys had left back in May of 2012? Would that have been the last time that he was treated? Or did you guys ever go back for any, you know, any checkups, anything like that for treatment?
No, I mean, just basic checkups after the procedure was done.
Okay, but not
the
anything.
Basic, you know, yeah.
Okay, but not anything had
no.
happened after. So it would have been May, basically
no.
May 3rd. Okay, perfect. So I'll go ahead and put that
yes,
in.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, got it. And now I'm going to go ahead and get the information for the doctor specifically. So in terms of treating doctor and diagnosing doctor for the NEC, is this all going to be at the University of Kentucky Hospital?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, got it. And what is the name of the doctor that you had seen while you were there? Do you remember his name? Their name?
It was Dr. Riley McAllister is who diagnosed the family doctor that diagnosed her with.
Okay, and I'm sorry. What was the name of that doctor?
Dr. Riley McAllister.
Okay. Okay, perfect. I found them. Thank you so much. Okay. All right. And who did you want to put in for your emergency contact?
For my emergency contact, you can put in my daughter for my emergency contact.
Your daughter? Okay. And what's your daughter's name?
It is Jasmine, Jasmine.
Okay, perfect. And okay, and I'm ready for her phone number whenever you're ready.
Okay, let me go to her call log because Lord knows I don't remember numbers no more.
Right. Yeah, there's always pros and cons.
At all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do not remember numbers no more. Gotta go to her name. Okay. 859-399-8832.
Perfect. Okay. Let me go ahead and get this sent over. Basically, what's going to happen now is I'm going to send you something over via both text and email so that you'll always have it in your email to reference back to. And it's basically just her signature so that you are able to, of course, get in contact with the law firm. And usually within like a week or less is when they actually contact you. But we just need to get this signed,
okay,
and then we'll be all set to go. So if I'm not already,
okay,
go ahead and put me on the speakerphone.
Okay.
Okay. And now basically whichever pops in first, whether it is that text message or that email notification, just go ahead and click on either or. And I'll walk you through the process.
Okay. Okay. Oh, that's a pretty picture, Hannah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, and then you can just follow through the steps. It's simple, but at the same time, with these tech things, it's a bit finicky. So just let me know, you know, if you're stuck on a page, just let me know what the page says so I can kind of help navigate where to go next, okay?
Okay, so sign here.
And I believe there's a section for you to do a signature and initials. So just make sure that whichever box you're asking you for, it's just the right one. Okay, so I see that you're in it already, which is good.
Okay,
let me just make sure I got it on my side and that everything looks good. And once I do check this, basically, like I said, what's going to happen is that in a couple days, someone from the law firm is going to be in contact with you. If you can't get to them right away because you're busy, of course, that's okay. They are going to leave you a message. So just make sure you can get back to them as soon as possible. And if you don't hear anything from them, that's okay too. Typically, they only do call just in case they do need something extra from you. But if you haven't heard, don't worry. Yeah, but also, just in case, I am going to be texting you in a couple moments here with my direct number so that from now until then, if you haven't heard or you're just, you know, looking for some type of update, feel free to contact me and I'll be able to make sure that you're all taken care of. Okay, Niecy?
Okay.
And that's pretty much it. I think that's all for now. And like I said, you'll have my number, so you can give me a call whenever you need to. And, you know, we look forward to assisting you. Again, I'm very sorry to hear about what your son experienced, what you experienced yourself. But if there is something that
thank
we can
so
do assist you guys, that's going to be our intention, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
I appreciate your time today, and I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.